Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Folks and such, ladies and folksmen. Y'all know my next guest tonight from Enchanted, Sonic the Hedgehog, and Westworld. He now stars in Jury Duty.
Anyone here have any reason why they don't feel like they would be a good juror for this case?
Yes. I feel like there's a chance that I might be an unwelcome distraction.
Why is that, sir?
I'm a recognizable public figure.
Respectfully, I don't recognize you. I'm sorry, who are you?
That's okay, a lot of people do. My most recent movie is this movie, Sonic the Hedgehog, and this gentleman and I were just chatting about it earlier and yesterday, and he's a big fan, and we...
You were talking to this gentleman? Did you stand up? Do you know who this fella is?
I do, yeah. It took me a little bit to notice him yesterday, but I recognize him, yes.
Please welcome back to The Late Show, James Marsden. My goodness.
What did you put in their drinks?
Nothing. Just told them you were coming out.
Thank you very much.
Listen,
we're
going to talk about the show Jury Duty. But first, I just want to tell you how grateful I am to you that the show exists, because I was in a bad mood this weekend. Yeah, I ain't worried about the WGA strike possibly happening.
Sure.
And I said to Evie, let's just watch something really funny. Here, Jury Duty's good. We watched all eight episodes in one sitting.
Wow.
It's hilarious.
Wow. Well, thank
it's,
you.
I've enjoyed it. It's one of the best things I've ever seen you do.
That's...
And okay. it's such a strange concept. Tell the people what it is.
Okay, so the show is essentially, if anyone's familiar with The Truman Show, it's basically The Truman Show meets The Office, which is... It's completely... Right, you're already going, what the hell is that?
Yes.
So it's,
meets
it's
like
me
law and
playing
order.
Myself, a sort of heightened, sensationalized, entitled Hollywood jerk version of myself, and a bunch of improvisational actors who are brilliant, and one guy that thinks the whole thing is real, and so we spend 3 weeks on jury duty, and it's all manufactured and fake.
And he's the only one who doesn't know that everyone else is an actor.
The only one. The only one. Hidden cameras. He thinks he's being followed around by a camera crew for a boring documentary about jury duty that's going to end up on public access or something, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Meanwhile, we're following every move. And so there were seven or eight scripts that had beats, like comedic beats. Lee Eisenberg and Gene Stubnitsky, who created The Office, and we had some brilliant writers write these scripts. But there was no scripted dialogue, so it was mostly improvisation.
How did you know how far you could push it without tipping your hand?
Right.
I mean, first of all, you play James Marsden. It's not like you're playing
right.
somebody else. You're recognizable.
Yeah, you're
playing James Marsden, uh-huh. Hollywood actor who doesn't want to be on right. jury duty, so he's acting
right.
super entitled. And so I'm glad to hear that you say that that's not what you're like.
Well, I thought...
Because it's a really wonderfully, hilariously awful version
that's
of
great.
What
it's
you
nice
might
to see my
like.
True self come out, finally.
Yes.
30 years of fake... Yeah. 30 years of faking the good
yes.
guy thing. It's nice to just let it fly.
Or you
can
just pretend that wasn't you and just let the real you come
well,
out.
No, yes. It was exciting to me to kind of send up Hollywood a little bit, right? To sort of lampoon, you know, what I do for... Look, I take what I do for a living very seriously, but, you know, sometimes it's like, this is absurd. Well, right? So well, to make fun of the guys who think that the only conversation that should be had is about their IMDb page is
right.
kind of a fun thing to do. And to be completely given permission to just say the most horrible things you can think of And be the worst person in the room.
And do some horrible things, too.
And do some...
I'm not going to get into details.
Some unsavory
some
things.
Some completely unsavory things. So, but how did you... Alexis Bechdel, how did you know how far to go to push it? You and the other members of the cast, did you guys discuss what the limits were? Because they're like, how does he not know something's going on when...
Sure.
At one point, you help a young couple make love to each other by jumping on their bed.
I do. I do. I help them soak, as they call it.
Yes.
Yeah, so great question. So
thanks.
The idea... You're welcome. The idea was, here were these scripted beats that we had to find moments for. At the beginning, you know, we were worried that he would get suspicious, so we had to push... We had to make deposits into the reality bank, we called it, which is like, let's do 3 or 4 hours of just boring court. And we had... Very lucky, we had Ike Barinholtz's father...
Who plays the judge.
Who plays the judge, who wanted to be an actor when he was young, but then he said that that's not realistic, and he was a defense attorney for his whole career. So he knew the legalese and the speak in the court. So we had the ability with these brilliant lawyers to just go in and, you know, set the stage to be like, well, this can't be a show, because that's the most boring 5 hours I've ever spent in my life.
Right.
So anytime he would get suspicious, Jake Szymanski, the director, would say, okay, guys, we got to pull it back a little bit. And we would find little moments to push the comedy beats that were written in the script. So it was like, you know, knowing that we would at sometimes have a lot of... We'd be subjected to really boring court days. That all would be cut out.
Did you have an ear in or anything? Was anybody talking to you?
No, there were a few people that had earpieces in. I was too scared that he was going to see it. And also, I just wanted to have the long leash and wanted to be in control of the own ship. Like, I wanted to kind of fly without a net and be horrible James Marsden.
What I love is, without giving anything away, I love the fact that you're actually not a juror, you're an alternate.
Right. So right. It's like, what can we do to make this guy
to go
crush
through
his
everything,
ego even
but you
more?
You don't even get to vote.
Right. And no. Yeah, and I don't want to spoil anything, but yeah, he doesn't take that too well throughout the process. But also the gentleman, I think the reason why the show is, first of all, I've never been a part of something that has gone so like meteoric so quickly. This show is like, it came out on a Friday and Saturday everyone was saying, jury duty, you're in the jury thing. But I think it's all because this guy, Ronald Gladden, I don't know if you guys have seen it yet or not. He is like one of the most pure-hearted, kind, decent human beings.
That is, I don't think it would have been as good without him at the center of it.
I agree.
Because he keeps making the right ethical choices.
Right, and not that we were presenting him with a sort of, you know, like moral obstacle course, but from the beginning, I was like, I don't want to do a prank show to somebody. For 3 weeks is a long time to mess with somebody's human experience.
But it's not. It's this very interesting exploration.
Right.
It gives you faith in mankind that this fella
they were saying
is being so kind to all of you who are so up.
I don't see any problem with what I did. No, but that's it. They said, we want to create a hero's journey for this man, and we're going to surround him with a bunch of bizarre, eccentric weirdos and sort of absurd situations and see how he reacts. And hopefully by the end of it, he'll have his 12 Angry Men moment and sort of unite all of us and inspire us. And then we'll go, hey, that was all fake. And then hopefully he doesn't have a mental breakdown.
Yeah. We have to take a quick break, but don't go nowhere. We'll be right back with James Marsden, everybody.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans, to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, look at that. We're here with the star of Jury Duty, James Marsden. James Marsden.
These guys are great.
So, have you, like, you tried to get out of Jury Duty multiple times in multiple ways in this. Again, I'm not going to say how,
right.
But you do, and other people do, too.
Sure.
Have you done Jury Duty?
I have.
And did you sit, or did you get out of it?
I was selected, and I had to sit through it. I walked in, this is so Hollywood, I walked into a courthouse my very first day, and there was a, no joke, a wall of signed 8x10 headshots from actors who have previously served Jury Duty.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I was just immediately like, well, there goes that strategy of getting out of it. And I was sitting there through the voir dire section where it was like, you're being questioned, you know, would you be a good juror or not? And I was trying to do the right thing and say all the right. I wasn't really trying to get out of it then, but I was selected, and in the opening arguments, one of the attorneys, in the middle of his thing, turned to me and he goes, I love all your work. And so as I turned to the judge and went, should I go? I think I should probably go.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, we need another 8x10 up on that wall. You're staying.
James, lovely to see you again.
Thank you.
Jury Duty is streaming now on Amazon Freevee. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.